It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer, and we're listening to the Skyliners song, It Happened Today. Tomorrow night, the Skyliners, one of the great doo-wop groups of the 1950s, are being inducted into the Pittsburgh Rock and Roll Legends Class of 2016 at Stage AE on the North Shore. When you consider this group's body of work, including hit songs like Since I Don't Have You and This I Swear, this honor should come as no surprise, with the only question being, why didn't it happen sooner? I'm joined now by phone by Pittsburgh native Jimmy Beaumont, the Skyliners' original lead singer, songwriter, and he's still out there touring. Jimmy Beaumont, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Oh, thank you very much, Paul. Great to be on with you.
If you have a comment or question for our guest, you can call us at 412-246-2002. That's 412-246-2002. Email ESSPGH at WESA.FM. On Twitter at ESSPGH. Again, if there's something you've always wanted to ask Jimmy Beaumont, still touring at 75, well, you can call us at 412-246-2002. Jimmy, first of all, what does it mean to be honored this way in your hometown?
Oh, it's beautiful. I mean, I am so honored, and so are the rest of the current Skyliners and the children and wives of, you know, the former Skyliners. It's going to be a great night, and I'm looking forward to it.
I'm guessing that the only thing that could top this is what happened last October when Stevie Wonder called you and the current lineup of Skyliners on stage at Consol Energy Center to join him in singing Since I Don't Have You, which is one of Stevie Wonder's favorite songs. Man, that must have been something.
Yeah.
What was that like?
Well, first of all, it was a surprise because we had contacted his business agent, Stevie's business agent, and we just asked, you know, could we meet Stevie at the meet and greet after the show? And she said, all right. And then somehow they found us in the audience and brought us back down to the first level so that I guess we could get up on stage easier, you know, with Stevie. And Stevie said, when I was 8 years old, a nappy-headed little boy, he said, I heard this group and this wonderful song. And we have them in the audience tonight, Jimmy Beaumont and the Skyliners. Will you please come up and do your wonderful song? We were so surprised. It was so great. And we get on stage, and Steve, he was at the piano, and he said, well, what key? We said F, and he started it. So it was just us with Stevie playing piano. It was wonderful. And meeting him after the show was, oh, I was in awe.
This really speaks to the staying power of Since I Don't Have You, a song that went to number 3 on the Billboard R&B chart in 1959. I want to play some of it and then talk about it. This is Since I Don't Have You by the Skyliners. Since I Don't Have You by the Skyliners. Jimmy Beaumont, you co-wrote that song at the tender age of 17. And
yes.
It's hard to imagine you not having gone through some tremendous heartbreak. Is that what inspired you to write that song?
Not really. It was just the lyrics that that Joe Rock, our manager, wrote. They, you know, brilliant lyrics. And I had been listening to a lot of the jazz groups, the Four Freshmen, High Lows, and also the R&B groups, Flamingos, the Moon Glows, Platters, groups of that type. And we kind of formed our style from putting those two type groups together. And I really hadn't gone through any heartbreak at that time, but it was Joe's lyrics that brought it out.
The song was recorded in December of 1958. What can you tell us about the experience, these, you know, you and these high school kids basically going to New York to record that song?
Well, it was a dream come true, and we had always talked about when we record, we would like it to be with violins. And Lenny Martin, who was the A&R man, the musical arranger for Calico Records, when I asked him about that, he said, "Oh, this song would be wonderful with violins, you know, strings and a big orchestra." And we were singing it in the key of F, and he said, "Can you just sing it a half step up in the key of F sharp?" And, you know, when you're 17, you think you can do anything. And so I said, "Yeah, I could do that." And he said the reason for that was it brings out that certain key, F sharp, brings out the brilliance in the violins and the string section. And so when I heard the playback, after we had recorded it in the studio, I thought that we had a real chance at making the big time. So we were in the right place at the right time, and the record company, they never held back anything as far as expenses for us, and anything that Joe and I presented them with as far as writing a new song, they were open for that, and they never scrimped on any kind of monies and stuff like that we needed, the expenses and hiring all the best musicians, you know, in New York that they could. So that was, as I said, a dream come true for teenagers.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. My guest is Jimmy Beaumont, lead singer-songwriter of the Skyliners, who are being inducted into the Pittsburgh Rock and Roll Legends Class of 2016. Jimmy, you're from Pittsburgh, from the neighborhood of Knoxville, which is up in the hills there near Mount Oliver. How did that environment help you develop into the singer and performer that you became?
My family would get together on Saturday nights and have a little party, sing songs. It was before television. I'm going to say maybe I was 4 or 5. I was born in 1940. And they'd get me to sing, you know, along with them. And I got really interested in music and harmonies and stuff like that. And then I heard Nat King Cole when I was about, I'll say, 6 or 7. And I thought, well, that's what I'd like to do with my life. And so I pursued it, bought all the records I could, and just listened every day to all the great entertainers of that time, the R&B groups, the Four Freshmen, jazz groups and stuff like that, even big band music. And that's how we formed our style.
412-246-2002 if you want to join the conversation with Jimmy Beaumont. We have Jeff in Shaler with a question and comment. Hi, Jeff. You're on with Jimmy
Paul.
Beaumont.
Thank you very much. Jimmy, thank you for such a great song, such a wonderful melody, even without the strings. It just, you know, you could do it just on an acoustic guitar, and it is absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
My question is, when you recorded it, did you guys record that completely live with the strings in the background, or did you do, like, multi-tracking? And
no,
did you nail it on the first
time?
I will hang
up
and listen. Thanks again. Great song.
Lenny Martin would count the song off, and all the musicians would start playing, and we would sing. And we would then, you know, pick the best take. I think Since I Don't Have You was on the third take, is the one that they released. But at that time, there were no piecing songs together or anything. It was all done together, musicians and singers.
So when you say live, Jimmy, you're all that harmonizing, that's all, it's not mixed together. It's not different voices on separate tracks. It's all of you around a microphone harmonizing in real time.
Yes, well, they had me in one booth, the lead microphone, and then they had one microphone in the booth that was next to mine. This was Capitol Studios in New York, one of the best. And the group was, as I said, they were all around one mic, and one, two, three, four, let's go. and we did. And I enjoy recording the way they do today also. But at that time, we were kids, you know, we didn't know any better. And those studios are dead, I mean, dead sound. There's no reverb or echo or anything, and no headphones or anything like they have today. And, well, we just had such a wonderful time. I couldn't wait to get back to New York to record again.
I read that when you got to meet your hero, Jackie Wilson, he thought you were black.
Yes.
Tell me about this meeting you had with him initially.
We were doing the Alan Freed show. We did maybe five of his shows at the Brooklyn Fox Theater, and each holiday he would have a show for 10 days, five shows a day. And of course we didn't care, we were kids, but well, to try to do that today wouldn't be so easy. But we were dressing on the third floor, and Jackie Wilson was the headliner, and of course I had idolized him, and he was a big superstar at the time. And we were going on stage for the first time, and Jackie had sent his valet, whose name was Frazier, and Frazier said, Jackie would like to meet you, young man. And I thought, wow, Jackie wants to meet me. He said, yes, come in. And Jackie was sitting there with the old drop-down 45-type player. And he dropped the record down, started to play it. And he said, no. No. He said, I thought you were a member. Which, you know, he meant member of the black race. And so then we became friends. He befriended me, took me under his wing, and taught me a lot of things. And he'd take me out after the shows, you know, the Palm Cafe in Harlem and stuff like that. And that was such a wonderful time in my life.
Another hit for the Skyliners was This I Swear. Let's listen to a bit of it. And that's the voice of Jimmy Beaumont, our guest. And Jimmy, when you hear these hit songs you and the Skyliners produced, and you think about the other original members of the group who have passed away, like Janet Vogel and Joe Verscheren and Wally Lester, what thoughts go through your mind?
Well, being on the road with them and in the studios, and we had such a great blend. This I Swear was written in a car and the bus tour, and it was Dick Clark Caravan of Stars, and I was determined to make this next follow-up tune very difficult for anyone to cover, because Trini Lopez had covered Since I Don't Have You when it first came out, and he was already an established artist. And I thought, oh boy, they're going to play his record and not ours. And so I mixed a little jazz and rhythm and blues in the bridge of that song in the attempt to to try to make it as hard as I could on other groups who would maybe try to cover it. So, and fortunately, no one did.
The music lives on and is still popular today, even with millennials. What is it about the quality of the music that you have made that allows it to endure, do you think, and for the past Skyliners and the ones today?
Well, everyone needs music, whether they know it or not. It's good for you. It's calming. It's good for your head. If there were no music or musicians, the world wouldn't be such a great place. And you know, I'm so proud to, you know, be part of that and be able to share that with the audiences. And I think Since I Don't Have You and This I Swear, songs of that type, are love songs, and people are always going to be falling in love. So I think that's kind of helped through the years, and also the PBS doo-wop shows. In our day, it wasn't called doo-wop. It was rhythm and blues. And just through those shows, I think a lot of younger people have heard and been up at that time and saw, you know, what had come before. And actually, we see a lot of younger people in the audiences. And these shows are all selling out everywhere we go.
Right. And Jimmy, I need to jump in because we're out of time here. But I want to congratulate you again on being inducted into the Pittsburgh Rock and Roll Legends along with the Skyliners as part of the class of 2016. It's at Stage AE on the North Shore tomorrow. Jimmy Beaumont, again, thank you so much for joining us. It's been a real pleasure and an honor to talk to you.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you for having me.
Tomorrow on Essential Pittsburgh, our monthly visit with Mayor Peduto. Until then, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. So long for now.